A fragile calm has returned to Lebanon's Palestinian refugee camps after last week's deadly violence between the Lebanese army and the residents of Nahr el-Bared and Ain el-Hilwi Palestinian refugee camps. A number of people were killed and many others wounded in the violence. Days after the incident, Palestinian factions leaders have confirmed that some infiltrators incited the unrest, aiming to drive a wedge between the Lebanese army and the residents of the camps.
We have a strict decision not to be dragged into destabilizing security. Some regional powers are behind this turmoil. They want to portray us as enemies of the Lebanese army. We are no one's power card. Some who have agendas that go beyond Lebanon's borders are trying to put pressure on the Lebanese army, and our people are being held hostage to all of this.
The Palestinian leadership was prompted to send its delegate Azam Al Ahmed to Beirut on Thursday for this matter. The delegate, who met with Lebanese House Speaker Nabih Berri and Army Commander John Kahwaji, said the unrest in the camps goes in line with a scheme meant to dismantle the entire Arab region.
This is all part of the creative chaos engulfing the region. Palestinians in Lebanon are guests and will never be a burden on the Lebanese. We are coordinating with the Lebanese authorities to eliminate the environment harboring certain movements which don't mean well for both the Lebanese and Palestinians in Lebanon.
The delegate also confirmed that the Palestinians will never take side in a confrontation with the Lebanese army, nor will they be part of the political game in Lebanon.
Palestinians have been separating themselves from Lebanon's internal political scene for at least 5 years now, since the Nahr el-Bared battles. They say they don't want to suffer at the hands of regional powers. Thus, experts argue that the recent flaring of deadly violence within the camps was far from being spontaneous.
Since the beginning of unrest in Syria, the Lebanese army has played a vital role in guarding the borders. This, according to experts, made the army a strategic target for those who seek the continuation of violence in the neighboring state.
Setting things off between the army and the Palestinian factions means hitting two birds with one stone. First, you would have weakened the Lebanese army and distracted from its mission in guarding the borders with Syria and being a deterrent to arms smugglers and militants. Second, you would have loosened the grip of Palestinian factions on the refugee camps, thus transforming the camps into a safe haven and preparation zone for extremist terrorists.
Furthermore, experts saw that with the Syria contact group meeting being around the corner, it is only natural for some to go out on newer power card hunts. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Ain al-Hilwi, Saida, South Lebanon.